There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And this is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Derek J. is going to tell us about the so-called Internet Freedom Act. I have not heard about it until you just mentioned it, so I'll be learning quite a bit.
Yay!
Also, speaking of the Internet, Ross Ulbricht's attorneys have put in a motion to get a retrial. And we'll see how that goes.
Cool.
Ross Ulbricht, of course, the man accused of running the infamous underground black market known as the Silk Road. We'll give you the latest on his case here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, you had wanted to tell us about a raw milk story, yet another saga of yet another farmer who is under fire from some government gang. Which state is this happening in? Which states?
I think this is out of Minnesota.
Now, this wasn't Minnesota.
No, not Minnesota again.
Yeah, wasn't that where you went to,
Derek?
No.
No, I went to Wisconsin, Dairy State, to attend a trial of Vernon Hershberger, a raw milk farmer. But in Minnesota, before his trial, there was a man named Alvin Schlangen, who also won against the state for the crime of selling and distributing his own raw milk
to
private customers. He did win. Not on all counts. There were other things that he was convicted of, unfortunately.
Mm.
But I'm shocked that in Minnesota, this could happen again after Alvin's case, because it sort of sent shockwaves throughout the whole country for other raw milk farmers and gave them sort of the go-ahead to keep selling their raw milk to their consumers.
So what's happening, Mark?
This is as early as March, as recent as March the 4th. So
wow.
A fight is percolating. You got to have puns when you have raw milk.
Does milk percolate?
No, but coffee does, and you put milk in it.
Okay.
I guess that's the best I can do. I mean, I'm not writing it.
All food articles and, like, prohibited stuffs articles have a lot of puns.
Yep. It's a fight is percolating in Cook County over the rights of farmers to sell products without interference from the government. The Duluth News Tribune reports that the Minnesota Department of Agriculture is asking a court to levy a $500 per day fine on farmer David Berglund. Now, the name Berglund sounds very familiar to me, but I just can't remember from where.
So there's a guy named David Berglund who wrote a book called Libertarianism in One Lesson, I think.
I read that.
Yeah.
That might be it.
I don't know if it's the same David Berglund, though.
Well, there's also a David Berglund who received the U.S. Libertarian Party's nomination in 1984.
That's the guy
same
who wrote
guy?
The book.
Same guy, yeah.
But whether it's the same guy who's the farmer, I don't know.
Lakeview Natural Dairy Berglund's farm sells raw milk, and he's refusing to allow state inspectors onto his property.
Mm.
The case is drawing a growing measure of regional and national attention for its converging issues, including individual rights and organic farming. Berglund is not commenting to the media, but his attorney, Zanis Bayer, explained the fertile legal territory into which the case has tread. It's a fundamental right of us citizens to engage in a private transaction without having the nanny state peering over our shoulder, saying, "Thou shalt not do this," Bayer says. According to documents filed by Bayer with the court, the Berglund farm is more than 100 years old, having been started by Berglund's forebears who immigrated from Sweden. Located on Cook County Road 56 off the Gunflint Trail northeast of Grand wherever it is. Yeah. They sell, you know, eggs, milk, cream, skim milk, butter, yogurt, beef, and eggs to customers who...
All of which, by the way, in the wrong circumstances, could make you sick. Right? Eat some rotten eggs, some curdled milk. You know, you're going to have a bad time with that or whatever it is.
Yeah, you'll probably never eat a rotten egg. But you could say salmonella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a rotten egg really lets you know this is not the thing to be eaten.
Sure.
But I find it interesting. They don't list chicken here. They sell eggs and they sell beef, but they don't sell chicken.
Hmm.
If there's a fight over farming and freedom, it probably involves milk. So the news of the Berglund's case is spreading quickly. here from Nourishing Liberty, what the Berglunds are doing in providing food to their community is historically what built this country and countries to and continues to build communities. They are cultivating land for the purpose of feeding their neighbors. They are adding to the aesthetics of their region by keeping land in production. The Berglund family is lovingly growing community and nourishing bonds between community members. Now people who work for the MDA are assuming authority, deciding that they have the right to lord over this peaceful family and demand that the family conduct business in a new way that would quite literally put them out of business and steal a wonderful resource from the region.
Right. They've been doing this for, I mean, presumably the good part of that 100 years, likely selling products to their neighbors voluntarily on a consensual basis, and everything's been fine. But now these government bureaucrats want to bust their way in. They want to stick their nose in their business, poke around their house, poke around their farm and their, you know, their whatever processing facilities that they have, as though they own the place.
Listen to this. The fight comes down to this single sentence in the Minnesota Constitution. Any person may sell or peddle the products of the farm or garden occupied and cultivated by him without obtaining a license thereof.
Well, great. Let's start growing marijuana in, come on. I mean, obviously this stuff doesn't apply, right? I mean, they can just do whatever they want because marijuana's been prohibited for a long time in Minnesota. You can grow that in a garden.
Yeah. Well, yes, you can, I suppose. This was added in 1906 before marijuana was illegalized.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you.
Well, it sounds like they just add an asterisk to that part of the Constitution and say, except when the government doesn't want you to.
Well, in 2005, the Minnesota Supreme Court ruled that the amendment does not allow a farmer to sell products that are prohibited by law.
Okay. All right. So read that line from the Constitution one more time because it sounded pretty straightforward to me.
Any person may sell or peddle the products of the by him without obtaining a license thereof. Therefore, excuse me.
Okay. And then the Supreme Court interpreted that to mean that...
Well, not illegal
not
stuff.
Really.
Not stuff prohibited by law. And that was in a case...
Ridiculous.
For Diane and Michael Hartman of Gibbon, who sold meat and raw milk from their farm. So that
wow.
Was,
so they're not talking about drugs.
They were not talking about marijuana in that case.
And meat.
Anything that's illegal to sell, they're saying that provision of the Constitution doesn't apply to that. So, I mean, it just goes to show that even something that seems crystal clear that is written into a Constitution can be interpreted in a way that you don't agree with and that you would be shocked to find out about that. That doesn't shock me because I've heard enough court decisions that, you know, interpret things in ridiculous state-approved ways that I'm not shocked by it. But there could be a lot of people out there who would be shocked that a sentence like that could be interpreted to mean, oh, well, no, except for these other things that we
say. I guess I'm not shocked by this one because, you know, I mean, if it was marijuana, for instance, you brought up marijuana right away, as you would.
Yep.
And, you know, somebody says, hey, wait, you know, some pot dealer is growing some weed and was growing it in his closet or whatever. He ends up taking his case to court and says, hey, wait, there's this provision in the Constitution that says I can sell anything I want from my garden. I don't need your license. And I guess I'm not surprised that guy somehow gets shut down by the courts. So, therefore, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that somebody selling raw milk gets shut down.
The law's the law, son.
It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And it clearly isn't going to make a difference, but this is how the drug war destroyed our rights. Like, you had a right in 1906 when this was passed in Minnesota, all these good seeds and folks from you know, up there in Minnesota, they could sell whatever they wanted out of their gardens. They didn't need a license.
No, wait, what makes you think the drug war has anything to do with this?
Because this was it's about marijuana.
Raw milk.
Because
the case you mentioned was about farm items.
Yes, that was in 2005.
In 2005, when those judges sat down and they thought about it, they said, well, what if this was wheat? What if this was opium poppies? And
yeah, but I thought you said that case that they were looking at was about farm products.
It was.
Okay.
But
you're speculating.
I am speculating as to what they thought when they did it, because they had to make a ruling that sort of, you know, addressed prohibited things. And at the time, marijuana and opium was also prohibited, just like raw milk.
I don't know. When I attended the trial of Vernon Hershberger, the case was about raw milk also. They didn't bring up drugs as any other reason for, the precedent-setting decision.
Right. I don't think that just because drugs were illegal, or even if we'd lived in a world where drugs were not made illegal, that doesn't mean you still wouldn't have a nanny state trying to tell people they can't have raw milk.
Yeah, they say it's about the consumer. They have to protect the consumers. And think of the children.
Well, someone could get sick, right? Isn't that the fear-mongering that goes on with raw milk?
Yeah, somebody could get sick.
It hasn't been pasteurized, and so there's some level of risk involved. The toll-free number.
They sell soft cheeses in the grocery store.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You tell us what you think.
Issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$500 a day. That is what one farmer is facing for refusing to allow government bureaucrats to come and search his raw milk operation, his farm in Minnesota. That is the story, Mark, you're sharing with us. We're going to continue with it here in a moment. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you are against raw milk. Maybe you're somebody who supports the government coming into these farms and shutting them down. The children could be harmed. We must do everything that it takes to put a stop to these purveyors, these pushers of raw milk. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
I think it's fair to point out that raw milk can have problems. It is probably more dangerous to drink than pasteurized, homogenized milk if we're looking at sort of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
But many people believe that it's the live enzymes in the milk that, that's significantly more healthy. There's this movement out there, the name is passing me by, Nourishing Traditions, I think is what it's called, is a book that was written by some gentleman. Anyway, and they're really into this raw milk thing. So the question that really comes up here is not whether or not, I don't want to have a conversation with some, table pounder about, pasteurized, homogenized milk is better for you, because I can't have that conversation. I don't know if it's better for you. And
what's the worst case scenario with raw milk? Could you die from it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Well, that's why I imagine some people feel pretty strongly about it.
You can get very sick from soft cheeses, which they sell in grocery stores, too. There's all kinds of things that you can get sick and die from. That's life. You will die. None of us get out of this alive. Unless you go to alcor.org and join like I have. Get your head cut off and put it in a freezer.
Is that true? You've done that?
You really have.
I have, yeah. Would you like to see look, I carry this thing around, this little bracelet here.
It's
instructions.
It says, wait, don't cut my head off yet. You have to know the address to send it to first?
Well, they show up and pick up your body. That's part of what the sort of fee is.
Do they fly in on, teleporter or spacecraft? Or
no spacecraft that I know of. They probably take coach.
Well, so the way it works, Mark, is you've bought an insurance policy to cover the cost, because it's fairly, expensive cryogenically freeze yourself.
$80,000 to freeze your head, but if you get a life insurance policy that make them the beneficiary, it's significantly less costly. You can do it sort of on an annual basis, and when the inevitable occurs, then your head will be stuck in a cryonic freezer. I'm hoping that human life is extended indefinitely inside of my lifetime, but Derek J., you've got another 20 years on me, so I'm just doing what it takes here. This is my insurance policy.
Hmm. So for that, do you have to estimate what your head is worth?
I don't think so, no. No.
Is everybody's head worth the same?
Anybody can get $80,000 worth of life insurance if they pay the bill.
Okay.
What's it cost for that per month?
I don't know monthly. I think I don't know. I don't pay the bills. Laura does.
Nice. All right. So let's go on with raw milk, please.
Yeah, so
what else is going on?
I basically read the article.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this guy's facing $500 a day in fines. He's going to court, right? Has he been charged with something, or is this just a civil, we're going to extract the fines from you kind of thing?
Well, they're trying to get a ruling from the court to put those fines on him.
I see.
There is a little more here. The one big difference between the Hartman case and Berglund's is that Hartman was accused in 2010 of having sold milk that sickened 8 people with a coli.
Mm.
Berglund hasn't been accused of any safety transgressions. Despite the accusations, Hartman battled against the MDA's seemingly relentless pursuit and eventually in 2013 won a court decision in which the agency was ruled to have illegally searched the farmer's truck. In 2014, a judge dismissed a charge of Hartman's having violated probation. He'd been put on probation when he pleaded guilty to a charge of violating regulations intended for his wife. So a court hearing will be held next week regarding the Berglund case.
You know, you had commented earlier, Mark, that you blame the war on drugs for this, and I pointed out that even if it wasn't for the war on drugs, we may still have a nanny state trying to protect the consumer here by punishing and threatening farmers. So I don't think it's necessarily the case that one follows the other. However, you can certainly say that had people stood up against the war on drugs on a principled basis, rather than standing aside and saying, well, you should do that to those drug users. They're bad people. How dare they try to alter their state of consciousness? We need to put them in jail. And now, now they're doing it to milk drinkers. I mean, I think it just shows how absolutely absurd and restrictive the government can get. Who would have ever over their choice of beverage that everyone would have considered a just sort of healthy, innocent thing. But now milk drinkers are under the government's gun, and the more specifically, the milk producers, many of them sometimes Amish farmers and Amish families. I mean, this is just, it shows the ridiculous absurdity of this government, and certainly you can argue that people who support freedom need to support it across the board. You can't wait until your freedoms are being threatened. Whenever anyone's freedoms are being threatened, you, even if you aren't a raw milk drinker, or even if you aren't a cannabis user or a heroin user or whatever, you should stand up for the freedoms of other people. Because if you don't, then you shouldn't be surprised when it becomes time for your turn. When the government comes to you and they come after something that you love, whether it's a product or service or your lifestyle, they come after you. Don't be surprised if there's no one left to come up and stand for you.
Yeah, I'm grateful that here in New Hampshire we don't have these particular rules. My son is probably
the raw milk rules.
Yeah, half constructed of raw milk. You know, he really loved milk for you know, the first few years. Now he doesn't drink it at all, but that was his thing. And we got raw milk. You know, my wife would go out of her way
to drink. What does he drink instead of milk?
Water.
Okay.
He doesn't really, not much. He's really crazy about orange juice, which is basically just sugar water, you know.
Yeah, but it's pretty good. All right, so comments further on raw milk?
Yeah, if only the recreational drug users were as motivated as the raw milk people on these issues to come to the defense of people like this farmer or their drug dealer, for example, because it seems like the raw milk issue really mobilizes a lot of activists and customers to come out to the defense of their supplier.
There are a lot of pot smokers that will come out to a 420 celebration.
Yeah, but I think the difference is really made in the courtroom when the person facing charges is on the stand. I've seen courtrooms packed with peaceful families who enjoy raw milk. It would be cool to see peaceful families, doctors, and other folks who enjoy smoking cannabis or whatever recreational drug at the defense of their dealer.
When you say this, though, Derek, aren't you really just calling out the activists that say ignore the government and it'll go away? I mean, in many cases, there are activists out there that say, you know, don't vote, don't participate in the system, because if you, you know, voting only encourages them. Really, going to court and standing up to the people in the judicial systems, no different than going to the voting booth and trying to stand up to people in the legislative decision. Isn't that really just call those activists out?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to... Well, yeah, I guess I'm calling out... I don't know if I would say they're activists. I just think there are a lot of people people who enjoy recreational drugs hear about friends getting busted. I know I did. Mm-hmm. And attending their trials, doing some jury nullification outreach could make all the difference for them. It made the difference for Vernon Hirschberger, who sells raw milk, and he had a packed courtroom filled with customers.
Well, one of the things, I think a key difference here is that, and I'm not coming to the defense of lazy people anywhere, but one of the key differences is there is the stigma attached with recreational drug use, right? That's why you don't see the doctors and the lawyers coming out to the 420 celebrations, even though they're getting high too. They just don't want to be seen for it in public. More coming up.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855- 450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Ross Ulbricht's attorney motions to retry the case. Of course, Ross Ulbricht found guilty by a jury this year, earlier this year, of running the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, and we'll go over the reason why his attorney's saying he deserves another crack at yet another jury trial. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So you can still talk about raw milk and some of the other stuff we've discussed, grave robbing, whatever you like to discuss here tonight on Free Talk Live. But also, Derek J., you have something that you wanted to share about this so-called Internet Freedom Act. We'll learn more about that with you in a moment. But first, ExpressCoin. That's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And ExpressCoin is a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just start off over at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got an app for your smartphone. It's free, of course. You can go and download it at ExpressCoin.com. And when you're ready to buy over at ExpressCoin.com, use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee whatsoever. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So, Derek J., of course, there was a lot of news over the last couple of weeks about this net neutrality, as it is called, the FCC taking power over the Internet, taking more power than ever before over the operations of the Internet, with two FCC commissioners voting against and three voting in favor of these rules, split down party lines. Mm-hmm. One of the guys voting against it said that this essentially gives the FCC total control over all aspects of the Internet, which to me, doesn't sound like a very good thing, yet there are people out there, even who call themselves libertarians, who seem to believe that the government is somehow going to make the internet a better place. Even though the government, everything it has touched in the past, has turned to junk and has broken and has become very expensive and monopolistic, somehow they believe this governmental interference is going to make things better. And now there's some sort of proposal to try to undo things. What's going on?
Yeah, so there is a proposal to undo things. It is still a bill that's before the House, but it's something that's freaking out a lot of websites that have a lot of, like, a tech background. So I've got options here, and I'd like to know what you and Mark think. Would you prefer that I read from an article which is a little more neutral towards the issue, or one that has a very clear bias against the issue? Because I think both can be a little fun.
Bias against meaning that the article would be in favor of net neutrality?
Yeah, okay. Correct.
I say that one.
One thing that I find with these articles is the ones that attempt to be neutral aren't very good with reporting facts. They'll just sort of give you an overview. This is what the disagreement is. Look, there's a disagreement. See, disagreement.
I want the article that's going to pick this apart.
Right, and yeah. I think that you can get more facts if you find ones that are biased. Now, I'll admit, I think you should read both sides to know what they the complaints are on both sides, but I think that biased articles have a great deal of value.
So here's the biased article from thedailybeast.com. Headline, "The Campaign Cash That Can Kill the Open Internet." So obviously you can already tell where it's coming from. This author, Ben Collins, prefers net neutrality, the FCC-controlled government-run internet, over the one that we had before, which apparently was not open. I was not aware. But now, so he writes, "All but two of the 31 co-sponsors of a House bill to kill net neutrality received thousands from telecoms in just the last election cycle. Is their cash enough to end a free web? The Internet Freedom Act is a House bill intended to destroy newly instituted net neutrality rights. And of the bill's 31 co-sponsors, all but two of them received money from a major telecom or its lobby in 2014 alone."
So it's probably true that if you looked at, you know, what is it, 430, how many of them are there? 435 or something?
Congress critters? 435.
Yeah. I bet if you looked at all 435 of them, it'd probably be 400 of them that received money from the telecom industry, if not 430 of them.
I mean, yeah. So why wouldn't the telecom industry lobby these people?
They give, I mean, usually the way it works is these corporations, these mega corporations, give to everybody. Just
yeah,
because they want them all in their pocket.
Right. So whether or not net neutrality was on the table, or any issue in particular was on the table, they would want to give money to these bureaucrats, right, these politicians, just so that things could go in their favor.
Sure.
It also strikes me as odd when he uses this language that intended to destroy newly instituted net neutrality rights. Like, we got new rights.
Right.
And you just want to take them away.
Because the government gives people rights. That's the idea.
Yeah, it's
That's
silly.
Not true, right?
Yeah, but Ben Collins doesn't know that. So he continues.
Well, before you go on, let's explain why that's not true. Because some people do believe that, like, the Constitution gave people rights, and that, you know, the Civil Rights Act gave people rights, and that these other things, you know, that the government has done has given people rights. And so they believe that somehow rights come from people writing things down on pieces of paper.
Yeah, but that couldn't be, because people can't give you rights that they themselves don't have, and groups of people can't have more rights than any individual. So if you yourself as an individual don't have certain rights, then getting together with a big group of people doesn't create new rights that you can then give away. And that's essentially what the government argues it does. So that's invalid. 29 co-sponsors received $800,000 from AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and their lobby, the National Cable and Telecommunications Association. So there's your facts, Mark.
Yep.
You said these articles tend to have more of those, and you seem to be right so far. The legislation would invalidate rules instituted by the FCC last week that declared the Internet a public utility and disallowed telecoms from forcibly slowing or blocking web traffic to competitors, or separating the web into artificial cable-packaged-like tiers for lower-paying users. So, what interesting language this guy uses. He's got everything flipped upside down.
The idea is that once you call something a utility, then everybody has to have it. Then it's a right when it comes to a utility. And the government should run it because the government's really good at distributing rights to people. And, you know, really, it doesn't violate people's rights much at all. And that's ridiculous. I mean, is it a utility? Okay, it can be a utility, but that's still just a service up here in New Hampshire where we live. We get our garbage picked up by private companies. Mm-hmm. Is garbage pickup a utility? I suppose it is here, done by private companies, and it's done at the same price and better service here than it is elsewhere.
Well, it's not called a public utility, right?
I guess it's not public utilities.
It's run by private companies.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the terminology that gets used.
Mm-hmm.
There are places around the United States where electricity is delivered by competing organizations.
Well, now I'm a little concerned here because what you just read, Derek J., makes me think that maybe these net neutrality rules are going to make it so that internet will change in its billing method. I mean, for instance, you know how, well, like wireless companies, if you go over the cap that they have, so you may have a 2 gigabyte per month cap, you go over that cap, they will either throttle your data, meaning you'll get slowed down quite a bit, or they'll start charging you per gigabyte over the cap and charging you quite a bit. So I wonder, are we going to see home and business internet accounts starting to charge per gigabyte rather than, having the different tiers? Because it was saying they wanted to get – it sounded like he was saying that he wanted to get rid of tiers. Now, I'm not sure if that's what these regulations will end up doing. Obviously, no one's read them yet. The 300 pages that the FCC signed into their regulations a couple of weeks ago were not available prior to and not available still since the vote, from what I understand. They apparently will not be available until they go into effect. At least that's what I've read about this. So can you imagine how frustrating that would be? I mean, I like just having a nice, flat, predictable fee for my internet use. I don't want to go back to the days of CompuServe or AOL back in a long time ago where you literally paid by the minute to use a service. And so the more data that you used, the more that you would pay. My parents, I racked up a $200 bill one month because I didn't know that. I was a young teenager. I had no idea how these things were billed. And boy, were my parents pissed over that one. Would you want to pay for your internet that way?
Not particularly. I mean,
by data?
Unless it was cheaper.
Where everybody gets the same speed, but they're paying per gigabyte, so there's no more tiers. Because right now you can pay for a lower tier, you can pay for a higher tier, and get more bandwidth that way. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come back with more on the Internet Freedom Act in moments.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
And somebody, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here,
Derek J,
and Mark.
We'll continue with your calls and also want to invite you to our website. Drop by freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go and, you know, get whatever you want. It's Amazon. You know, you're used to their great free super saver shipping deals or Amazon Prime or, you know, whatever it is that you're using to ship. It's always usually a pretty good deal over at Amazon. The prices are great. The reviews are super helpful. So it's the same great experience you're used to. You're just a cut of the sale is going to go to Free Talk Live. Same great prices. They're just not keeping all the profits when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. They send some our way. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Lucas is in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to Talk Radio 850.
Thanks for having me. I had a couple of points to bring up. The first one is about this question of a publicly regulated utility, which I think is important to ask. You know, what are they and why do we have them? Because actually they're really essential to the functioning of most communities and the survival of the individuals that live in them. But the second part of that that I think was really interesting about the discussion you're having is this question of who has rights, who gets rights, and where do they come from? Because the position you just took actually is what I think a lot of liberals would agree with, that entities besides individual people can't have rights, which means, for example, corporations, which are groups of people, wouldn't have any rights beyond what the individuals who make up the
corporations aren't have. Like people because they're imaginary file folders, you know, with papers
right.
in them. That's
so
all corporations.
So they shouldn't have rights, right?
That's correct. Corporations don't
okay.
exist.
So
they're just imaginary legal fiction.
We're in agreement that Citizens United is a crazy fictional decision by a crazy Supreme Court. Let's go to the other issue, though.
I would call it the cherry on the top. Before you go on. I'd call it the cherry on the top of, more than a century of decisions that were like that, though. I mean, it in and of itself is very little comparison to what has gone on before.
Well, I don't know. I think the decision ultimately basically said corporations have political rights just like people do. And given that you can't jail a corporation for breaking the law. You can't execute a corporation for killing people. Corporations are immortal and suffer no pain and no loss of any kind. I mean, there's nothing you can do to hurt a corporation. You can only really hurt the people that run it. So I think it's pretty painful.
Yes, but that's not
to me.
That is so, but that is not
right.
Okay,
I agree with. I mean, I
don't disagree with that. It's just that he's misinterpreting Citizens United. The fact is, it's the 14th Amendment that has been used for more than 150 years to talk about the rights of corporations and organizations like this. That Citizens United is simply a cherry on the top of that sundae, and that's the point I'm trying to make. Something didn't magically turn around in the last 5 years. It was going on for 155.
What you mean to say, Mark, is that this isn't news that corporations by the government are considered to be persons.
Right, they call them persons. They've called them persons for a long time.
You can go back into Black's Law Dictionary all the way back into the 1800s and find a definition of corporation that will include the word person.
Right, because people do make up corporations, and that's something Mitt Romney was kind of right about, even though he elided some important points there. And I think the question about Citizens United is, should corporations have more rights to spend money on campaigns than the rest of us human beings? And the answer there, I think, is pretty definitively, I don't know how you say yes to that and still feel like we live in a democracy.
I don't feel like we live in a democracy, and I don't feel like really what it comes down to for me is that money and power have never been separated in human history. So this is just a complaint about the way that money and power get put together.
Yeah, there's no rules that you can set that are going to make it so that things aren't unfairly tilted towards those with money, right? Like, so even if you could say, okay, no more corporate donations to political campaigns, well, then still there are going to be ways to get
around
that.
People will still run the system.
Yeah.
They did before.
Right.
They will now.
But obviously, you can't completely eliminate money from the system of politics, or candidates won't be able to get their names out. On the other hand, what we have done with Citizens United is really kind of unlock the box and make it totally open for as much money as you want to spend, as opposed to what we used to do, which was some reasonable regulation that keeps people with money from being as powerful as they possibly could be compared to people who
you're
don't
fooling
have
yourself.
Any savings.
The system sucked 10 years ago, man.
No, I'm just saying, are you saying in the history of mankind, the relationship with money, between money and politics has always been the same?
Well, I wouldn't call it the same. I would say that when we had kings and nobles and you worked... you worked the farm because they told you to and they'd cut your head off. It was probably worse.
There you go. And did the amount of money, the small pittance of money that peasants have, did that enable them to compete in the political arena? The answer was no.
No.
Right?
So nothing's changed, really.
Well, yes, something changed. We managed to more evenly distribute that money than a feudal system did. We more evenly distribute wealth. We have something called a middle class that didn't exist in a feudal system.
Well, it grew up over time, but...
It really came about
in the Gilded Age prior to, and was destroyed by the Progressive Era. So during the Gilded Age, what you saw is real income double from 1870 to 1890. And then the Progressives, which sort of topped off with Wilson and then went on to FDR.
What do you mean by real income? Do you mean the average income for all people or median income?
The income for working people doubled in that time frame.
Working people, so people below a certain amount of income doubled their income, you're saying?
That's correct. I can go back and I can really dig in if you want to find those numbers out.
I'm not arguing about that. I'm just, my only point about that question would be a causation versus correlation question. I don't know that you can say specifically that progressive policies killed that off, as opposed to the same thing that stopped Japanese growth, which is, you do run up against certain limits of, everybody can't just go out and dig up gold on their land anymore because we found all that. Everybody can't go out and find a piece of property and just start farming it because all the land in America is now owned.
Yeah, but in the 1870s,
most of it by the government.
In the 1870s, we saw the jump. In the Gilded Era, what you saw was all kinds of inventions, railroads, cars, things like this were getting airplanes. All this stuff was getting started. All that stuff was getting started in that time frame, and those added real wealth. You see, money's not wealth. Money is a quantification of wealth.
I agree with you, but the point there is nobody can go out and invent the car again. If I invent
No, they can invent the flying car. It's government regulation which keeps it from being valuable because you can't fly.
You're saying we don't have flying cars because of government regulation?
Yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, go and look into the...
What's flying a plane is as easy as driving a car and is safe.
No, but I can tell you...
Private pilot.
God, this guy's like talking to the wall. So what I'm trying to say is that you would have automation right now that would fly the car for you, and you wouldn't have to do anything because the government keeps, A, driverless cars off the road. It keeps, you know, flying machines out of the sky. It keeps the average person from being able to do this.
Is there a driverless car right now that is
driven
a million... I'm sorry. I didn't finish my question. That is driven... a million miles with a million different users without any accident. I mean, how do we know?
No, there have not been a million different users because the... Do you want an answer to your question?
No, he doesn't. He wants to get on and prattle on and not want to have a conversation.
I'm just
going to
put him on hold here because he just keeps yelling underneath us trying to answer his questions that he's asking. Yes, there are driverless cars. Google is out there testing them. I don't know how many miles they've logged, but it's quite a few. But obviously not with a million drivers because no governments are allowing them to expand at that level. From what I understand, it's only California or maybe another state that is even allowing for the testing of these cars. And then, of course, to answer his question about the flying car question, Mahler Air Car, or Sky Car rather, has been around for a couple decades. It's existed. It just can't be marketed to the masses because the FAA stands in the way of it being existing. Look, you know, he talked about the middle class not existing before, and Mark, I think you kind of touched on this, but the reason why wealth is better distributed than it was in the feudal system, for instance, is not because of government regulation, but in spite of it. Because during the 1800s, when those inventions were happening, there weren't a bunch of government regulators around to try to stop everybody from doing the things that they were wanting to do. Nobody was being threatened for selling raw milk in the 1800s. There weren't a bunch of nanny government regulators everywhere to stand in the way of innovation and development. And so when people are free to do things and to come up with ideas and to market products and services, then wealth can be created. And that means that people in the poorer areas are able to start their own businesses and create products and services and raise themselves up out of poverty. So it's because of government regulations is why money stays in the hands of the top 1%.
Who do you think writes them?
Thanks, Lucas, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More to come on the Internet Freedom Act. We're still in the middle of a story that Derek J. brought in. We'll get back to that on the way, plus the latest on Ross Ulbricht. It's Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.